Southwest, St. Petersburg, and Orlando, and also to welcome us on behalf of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus to this feast that they have prepared for us. Brother Leonard has asked us to open his part of the service with hymn number 280. Tell it out. We'll sing all three verses. Please remain seated during the singing of the hymn. And then we'll call on Brother Michael Brand to open our day of convention and ask the Lord's blessing on Brother Leonard's service. Hymn 280, all three verses.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, we bow in thy presence to give thee thanksgiving and loving praise for all thy kindnesses toward us. We're very thankful that we have this privilege to come together as thy people to learn and to grow and to develop as new creatures. We do pray that we would learn more of the deep plans of God and your characters, and we do pray that we would also learn about the areas that we might need to overcome and to develop again as new creatures. And we do pray that you would give us insight into these things, that we might draw close unto thee and draw close to one another, especially as we approach our memorial season. And dear Father, we realize that others are not as privileged as us to gather together, and we are mindful of them, and we do ask your special guidance upon each of them also. And, dear Father, we realize that we might hear many things and see many examples of the Christian life, and we do pray that we would treasure these in our hearts and take them home with us and be able to tell it out amongst our own ecclesias and also amongst those that we come into contact with in the world. And we do pray that we would be a living and shining light in this cruel and wicked generation. And we do pray that you would give us strength day by day that we might make our calling and election sure. We'd ask your blessing upon the many words that will be spoken here at this convention, especially as now we hear Brother Walter welcome us with open arms to the loving Orlando and the Florida brethren here. And we again ask forgiveness for our sins and shortcomings, and we do pray for that wonderful kingdom to soon be established throughout all the earth. And we ask it all and give thee thanks in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And now to give us all a warm, warm welcome on behalf of our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and your Florida brethren, our Brother Leonard Wessel.
You can see I have my blanket with me, right there. It's not my security blanket, dear brethren, I guarantee you that. And I resolve that since I'm the chairman over here and I inherited this from last year, I'm going to immediately divest myself of this responsibility. I wish that dear sister who had this blanket last year at last year's convention would own up to it and claim it. Otherwise, my successor is going to be affixed with the same consideration that I am right here with you. It's here to be had, dear brethren. Peace be unto you, dear brethren, the Lord's peace. What a beautiful greeting that is, isn't it? And the Florida brethren welcome you with the warmest and sincerest greetings they can. The three classes that we mentioned, the Southwest class, the St. Petersburg class, and the Orlando class, do extend this welcome. And we'd like to have you know that the convention committee did a lot of work in preparation. We had Brother Ed Futschker, who is still on the committee, and Brother Dom Destro, and Brother Ray Rawson, and Brother Mike Valco, who is our secretary, and who will be your chairman for next year. And if anything goes wrong, dear brethren, let them know, okay? Let them know now. Give them the business over here. In their preparations, they sent out invitations. And what a list of brethren we have to serve you. We have brethren from the East, brethren from the Midwest, sort of a transplanted Easterner from the Midwest, too, over here that we had, Brother Leo Post, brethren from the Southwest, and brethren from the way West, and brethren from the Northwest, and we have visitors and brethren here from all over the country. Anybody from out of the country? Nobody from out of the country? You will have one, so we'll be international after 12 o'clock. We have a Sister Rita LeClerc coming in from Winnipeg, Canada. She said the program is so good that she couldn't forbear. She had to come. The anticipation of meeting all the brethren. As I look over the brethren over here, I see those eyes, struggling a little bit to get up their little red eye in there. You know, the fellowship of yesterday must have been, or last night primarily, must have been pretty good. And we hope that in the expression of life that you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the feast of fat things that the Lord has prepared for us. And indeed they are. The overrulings of the providences of God have been demonstrated recently for our convention. Just think, dear brethren, the war out in the Middle East has stopped because of our convention. That's true, you know. I have great faith along that. And in that particular war, we have seen the providences of the Lord, haven't we? How he has begun to magnify Israel. What a magnification that has become, hasn't it? Where that modern-day Nebuchadnezzar, he considered himself a modern-day Nebuchadnezzar, but the Lord considered him as a Belshazzar. The whole thing went down the tubes, didn't it, for him. And he tried to destroy Israel. And consequently, that wonderful principle went into effect. He that curses Abraham, Israel, if you will be cursed. And look how the hammer of the Lord did the job on him. The Lord used this country to do the job on him. And as a consequence of the circumstances being so arranged, Israel, even amongst the Arab nations, has been elevated, hasn't it? One wag said that in 5 days of withholding, what happened to Israel, Israel tried to do some kind of a PR arrangement over there for 2 years and couldn't budge into the hardcore of the Arab countries. But in these 5 particular days of withholding, that was really something to behold. And consequently, the Lord even arranged the matter as far as weather-wise. Do you know, in that battle over there where the air currents were blowing a certain way and our country was terrified of the fact that poison gas would be used, well, at that particular moment, the winds blew the other way. And if you don't call that the providences of the Lord, we'll have to have a further discussion privately on that, you see. Well, dear brethren, as we go on, the Lord has arranged this beautiful day. You know, not much sunshine. That's good. That'll force your concentration right here. Your full force of your attention is going to be right here. So your heart's going to be right here. And our text, that wonderful text that our brother alluded to, bringing to our attention the wisdom from above being first pure and then peaceable. Not the other way around. If you do it the other way around, you're looking for trouble with a flashlight and you're going to get it. Full bore on that consideration. Now, dear friends, if you look at your program, we have a panel discussion tomorrow, and the panel discussion is on Romans 12:12, and you're going to be involved in this. All of you are going to be part of the panel after. Now, the panels are going to finish their job, and then questions will come forthwith from you. So I'm going to read to you just the scripture over there so you'll get your minds working over here, so when the time comes, it won't be a void, but it'll be ready to produce. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And tomorrow night, you're going to be favored to some singing by the Deep South Singers. And believe me, they're pretty good over here. You'll hear some joyful noises and sounds over here, and together you'll rejoice. And dear friends, like all of our Florida conventions, no matter how we plan, the Lord overrules. For the better. Now, you notice on Monday we have a regular program over there, but the Lord has given us a bouquet. And that bouquet is a baptismal service, dear friends. How about that? We have 3 candidates. I better not tell you who they are. We'll wait until that day comes and we'll rejoice with them and you over them. And I'm sure that you, friends, will rejoice with all of them, too. And you'll extend to them the right hand of fellowship. And, you know, I noticed one thing at conventions. We usually plunk ourselves down over here and, sort of keep a straight look over here in this direction. And sometimes we neglect to see the one around us. So I'm going to give you 1 minute in order to introduce yourselves to the brethren next to you. Tell them you love them, too, in your introductions. Okay? Because we want the epitaphy now rather than the epitaphs, you know, later. We're not interested in those so much. The epitaphy now. So, dear brethren, on cue, go ahead. All right. Well, dear brethren, that's the end of the 1 minute. I'll have to ask you to sit down now. That's one thing that's hard to do amongst Bible students in any given situation. The minute you expose them to fellowship, boy, that's the end, you understand. But dear friends, we'd like to have you now with all the seriousness and sobriety of the convention over here. I know that you have all the love in your hearts welled up, and I know you have your minds tuned in there, and you're ready to con over the considerations that are going to be laid forth to you. And may the Lord bless your listening, deliberations, and considerations, and may the Lord continue to bless all the speakers over here, and may the Lord continue to bless our convention. The Lord bless you all.
And we thought we might just kind of especially dedicate our Vesper service to him tonight. I'd like to read one set of scriptures that Brother Eddie felt was, I think, his prayer, his desire. And part of this he would state many times in his prayers before the ecclesia. And I think those of you in the Orlando class will recognize the part that he so often would express. We're going to read just a few verses from Ephesians, the third chapter. And this was a prayer of Paul's on behalf of the brethren in Ephesus. And I feel like this also has been Brother Eddie's desire for not only himself, but for all of his brethren, as he has been a faithful servant to the brethren and to our ecclesia for many years. The words of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesian brethren. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We're going to open our Vesper service with a selection that is also one of Brother Eddie's favorite hymns. In fact, this is one of a number of hymns that he is in advance requesting that be sung at his service when he passes on. So we would like to sing this in a special remembrance of him at this time. Appendix N, Blessed Assurance, number 347. Let's sing this hymn, number 347, and we'll be followed after this hymn by some special selections, first from our children and then from some of your brethren. And we would request that to keep this solemnity of our service, that we do not have any applause for any of the children or the adults either.
These troubled the shadows are deep, and rough seems the path to the goal, and sorrows how often they sweep, like tempest down over the soul. Oh, then to the rock let me fly.
Be not afraid. to thee. With all my tears, my pain and sorrow, griefs and fears, thou precious Lamb who died for me. I come to thee, I come to thee. O wondrous love, what joy is mine to feel that I am truly thine. Thou precious Lamb who died for me, I come to thee, I come to thee, I come to thee, I come to thee.
We want to thank those brethren who participated in this service tonight. And we want to just say, Brother Eddie, we love you very much. We're going to have Brother George Eldridge come forward and read for us our songs of the night. But before we do, I just forgot one thing. We do need to make a couple of announcements.
Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Our chief concern as followers of Christ is to seek to attain a share in God's kingdom with our dear Redeemer, a share in the millennial kingdom as the bride of Christ, who shall sit with him in his glorious throne for blessing and uplifting of the world of mankind. We have our Master's assurance for it that whoever pursues this course will do wisely, and that God will look out for his earthly interests, for his highest welfare. So doing our lives will be crowned with peace and joy and rest in the Lord, which in his word he has promised those who trust him. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Close our day of convention by singing together hymn number 219, Render Thanks to God. We'll sing it all, and we'll rise on the last verse, and we'll ask Brother George Eldridge to close our day of convention with prayer. Number 219.
Thank you.
One further announcement before the closing.
And now, Loving Father, as this day of convention closes, we're very thankful to you and to our Savior and Lord Jesus for the knowledge we have of thy wonderful plan of which we strive to be a part in the kingdom to come. We have experienced great blessings so far, Father, at this convention, and very dear fellowship with the brethren of the Holy Family. And we look forward to tomorrow and more of the same. And as the time approaches, Father, for us to remember thy dear Son as our Savior and the great sacrifice that he made first for you and then for us, our hearts are filled with not only sadness at what he had to go through, but joy at the result of it, that we will share in the great opening up of your blessings in the kingdom that will bring everyone to righteousness, and that there will be no more of this terrible brother against brother in the world that we see now. And we know then that it will be, everyone will be not only his brother's brother, but his brother's keeper. We look forward to that day, Father. And now as we depart for a night of rest, we ask for thy keeping through the night. And we're very thankful for everything that you have done for us this day. And we ask forgiveness where we may have fallen short in word or thought or deed. And we ask all of these things fervently and sincerely through the merit of our precious Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.